we basically interact with people according to our personalities, according to the way we're wired. You, for example, parent. You discipline according to your proclivities. For example, women as a group are much more verbal than men. They are. They talk earlier in life. They talk better. They talk longer. That's why when moms get into discipline traps, it's usually because they're too wordy. They negotiate too long, use too many verbs. They talk. That's the trap that they can slip into. My mother slapped. A little Freudian slip there. That she did. My mother slipped into that word trap. I would, as a child, as a young child, be at the other end of the house. My mother would be in the kitchen, five walls in between her voice and my ears, with her back to me, screaming at the dishes in the sink. Raymond, you get your butt, young man. You ever notice, you talk to kids too long, you sound like you're going to throw up. My mother talked staccato half her life. And I would count it out for her. I'd say, Mom, that's 4-4. You got anything kind of like a little more of a waltz little to it, a 3-4? Lord help me if I was in the backyard. The torrent of words would begin. Now, I have to tell you, whether you're a guy or a girl, you talk 200 to 400 words a minute with gusts up to 800. You're throwing ping pong balls at the hull of an aircraft carrier for all the impact you're having. My mother would start, usually out the window. Raymond Nicholas Guarendi, how many times are you going to make me call you? You know, buddy boy, you seem to think I talk just to hear myself talk. You seem to think I like the sound of my own voice. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You better listen, and you better listen good, because I'm not going to say it again. I was not put on this earth to serve you. There are five other people in this house. Do you think we're going to evolve our schedule around yours? Come waltz here, pluck your bucket down when you're darn good and ready. Man, I'm hungry. Beat me now. And I'm going to get up from what I'm doing. You got another thing coming, Buster. You mark my words. There's going to be some changes around here, because I am sick and I am tired. I have just about had you up to hear. You don't realize how good you got him. You're going to find out, because I'm going to tell you something else. I am not going to be traipsing around after you. Look at me when I talk to you, young man. Don't you dare look at me like that. Now, I never moved. She wasn't mad enough yet. My mother's philosophy, if the first 30,000 didn't get you anywhere, double it. You think you got it tough? I am going to tell you what tough is. When I was a little girl, I used to walk 18 miles uphill both ways to school in a foot of nuclear waste with no shoes. We had one pair that glowed for 14 brothers and sisters. My turn only came around every 2 weeks, and I always gave my turn away. That's the kind of girl I was. I got up 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours before we were even allowed to go to bed. Split a cornflake for breakfast with 8 brothers. Carried 6 of them to school on my back. Did their homework along the way. And you want to know something? I was grateful for what little I had. What'd you have, Mom? Nothing! Weren't you listening? But we were happy children. What are our kids going to tell their kids? 550 channels. That's all we got when I was a boy. TV screen was only 48 inches, two-dimensional. 9 remotes. That's all we had. 9 remotes. You had to push buttons. Power buttons were up at the top. You had to stretch your thumb to get to that top power button. Sometimes you hurt yourself right there in the joint of the thumb there. Nah. when winter got so bad. After my mom had done shoveling the driveway, she only made it halfway up the walk before she collapsed. I had to step over with my hot chocolates. Spilled some on me. Should have sued her. Words are the grand illusion of discipline. Words make it seem like you're disciplining when you're just talking. If a child cooperates solely on the basis of your words, well, you get down on your knees and you thank the Lord for this easy child that you got to make the rest of us jealous. There is one place where words do work, though, by the way. There's an evolution. Over time, when a child comes to realize that the parent really means what she says, and she's going to basically make a kind request and then follow through with action. She's going to do something about it if she's ignored or challenged. Over time, you only have to use words. That's it. Because the children know if they don't heed your words that you're going to do something about it. And further into the evolution, what you will find, you don't even have to use words. You can just look. Remember the look? Your parents had it, probably. Just look. Snap fingers. Clear your throat. It's not because there's anything so inherently authoritative in a look. It's because your children have learned that in the past, you don't just use words. You make your case briefly, and then you're prepared